April is usually one of the drier months of the year for Jacksonville, and while we are below average for the month, as of today, we will see at least opportunities for rain and thunderstorms moving back in this week as the weather pattern takes a turn more active and more wet. As I'm tracking the threat for showers every day this week, some days a little bit better than others. Today, Monday, the areas of showers will primarily be south of I-10 this afternoon. And a lot of neighborhoods won't even see rain. So, if you live in particular St. John's and Clay County, at least keep that umbrella close by. But not everybody's going to get the showers. Tuesday, a few showers roll in, but we're going to have the sea breeze push well inland from the Atlantic. So I'm watching in particular along and west of Highway 301 for the best opportunity for rain Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, though, they look like the wettest days of the week with scattered showers and storms. And in particular on Thursday, we're going to have an offshore wind out of the southwest. That's going to keep the sea breeze near I-95 and the coast. So we may see some intense thunderstorms, in particular on Thursday. But Wednesday does look pretty wet as well. So those are the 2 days I would expect at least some rain. And some neighborhoods may get as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain by the time everything is said and done on Friday. Saturday looks like the one dry day between now and next weekend before the next frontal system moves in late Saturday and Sunday, bringing more rain on Sunday. So it's not a washout of the weekend, but I do have my eyes on Sunday that may bring some inclement weather to your outdoor plans. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.